This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam wa azum wa'ad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear Islam, and welcome back to another episode of The Better Half. And today, inshallah, I have the pleasure to have to introduce to you one of the best two couples. They're very involved in the community, and alhamdulillah, I also have my good-looking co-host, as we had him as last week. I was supposed to get my wife, but something happened. Alhamdulillah. Now I'm going to go with Sister Samia. Alhamdulillah. We have also Dr. Faisal, one of the people that put the shoulder to the wheel and volunteers straight up with us, and one of the pillars of here at ISNA organization, and that's why we are a family indeed. On the left corner, I'm wearing blue, we have Sister Shahinda and Brother Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, they're very involved also with the deaf Muslims, and I've seen him usually on a weekly basis. We're going to start with the first question, and Brother Shahab came up with really nice questions that I was gonna surprise him, but I feel sorry for them. They're asking, can you please tell us what the question is? And so we said it. So let's go to the questions, inshallah. Are you guys ready? We start from the sunnah, right hand side. There you go. So I'm gonna ask you, when did you guys meet and how?
We have an amazing story that we tell everybody. We met in university during our master's degree. So Brother Faisal at that time was in research studies, and that's how we met each other.
Do you remember when?
Year?
I am putting you on the hot seat. I'm telling you.
I remember. Can I take advantage of my memory for a moment?
Usually the other way around, but that's good.
Help me out, Sheikh. I remember a few things. It was in research methods class, and I was sitting against the back of the second row, and they were going through regression analysis and whatnot. And I felt that I had seen everybody in the class. It was our second semester, and the sister walks in with blue jeans and a yellow kurta, kind of the same color as this. And I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. She's probably. And then I found out, oh, she's from Pakistan, she's from Islamabad, does research, the same area of mine in development and poverty studies. And then I convinced her friends. Those of you young brothers, convince the sisters, the friends first, that, you know, and then after that, the ball rolled, our parents met, and alhamdulillah, here we are.
The first time we met was at a friend's gathering in a restaurant. Nothing significant, casual conversation, and then we ran into each other at Ryerson University. We were both doing accounting courses to pursue an accounting designation. I was struggling with some of the concepts, so he was really good at it. He says, okay, I'll teach you, meet me at the library. And then I guess things got serious from there.
So we want you to imagine that you wake up in the morning and your spouse has a new skill, one that you've been wanting for a long time. What would that be? If you had to pick one skill with them. And I'll start with Cecilia first.
For me, it's definitely, I wish my husband could cook. So my husband's very helpful around the house. He's great with laundry, washing dishes. But I do all the cooking from A to Z.
I need a good sleep tonight, so I'm going to be cautious. I have to be careful now. This is unfair, honestly. Making the bed. But I'm the second one to get up, so it's a little unfair. Honestly, I feel like a king in the morning. I get downstairs, and mashallah, my wife works and with the kids, and breakfast in the morning on weekends is family time, uninterrupted. So I really have nothing to say about it. Alhamdulillah.
I'll say it's the exact same thing. And I was so happy you asked this question, because there are moments where I feel hunger and I'll just stare at Muhammad and say, I wish he could cook and bake. Love to eat. He's the king of sandwiches, so he'll make you a mean sandwich. No one knows how to make a sandwich like him, but the other meals as well would be great.
I had the long time to prepare for this answer, but anyway. Shahinda loves to hug, but she's very involved in the deaf community, and she's involved in ISNA and other communities. So I'm trying not to be selfish here. So the superpower that I would love for her to have is maybe stopping time, part of the time, and doing all the work that she wants to do to help out. Like she, sometimes she seems she would be stressed and she'd have her agenda, many agendas to do this. And be like, oh, I have to do this, I have to meet this, I have to do this, and this project, and this stuff, and this family. I'm like, you know, she has so much work to do, but you know, doesn't have a lot of time, so that's, yes.
So for this one, we have a bit of a different question than we did last time from the other couples. We want you to imagine with us is that you've been given $200,000.
Yay! Congratulations,
Sure. Sure.
Show me the money.
Yes. So we said, just imagine. Okay? Let's collect ideas. So what we want you to think about and write down in the whiteboards, which one of you we have on side of it, what would you use it for?
Oh, mashallah, you put it
right. Oh,
look how you're putting it.
Yeah, number one is this. Oh, I learned from her, actually. For you. Every time we get extra, she'll be like, don't forget to put that up, or something good happens, or. Yeah, she's like,
mashallah.
That's beautiful to hear.
Renovating the kitchen would be great. We have the ugliest kitchen floor. A washroom would be a plus. But other than that, and Muhammad knows it, like the mortgage is a big gray cloud on top of our heads.
Notice something. She's trying to lure you in the kitchen.
Cook.
Yes. She's gonna paint. I'm gonna renovate, and then she get her own dish.
That's right.
That's how it works. I guess you can go first.
Of course.
So for me, it was a no-brainer. Alhamdulillah, we are blessed. Both Faisal and I work. We divide everything financially. We are secure. Alhamdulillah. All thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing that we did by ourselves. So I think any extra money would be extra for us. And that is a very big goal in my mind is completing Hajj, which my husband and I have not done. So inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, like my wife is saying, our families, you know, our parents, mashallah, Allah has blessed us with a level of security, right? So now it's a matter of investing for the future, and then, you know, some of our shayukh from the old used to say, you know, have a simple life, but think of high ideals, high goals, right? And contemplate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Beautiful to see you're aligned on the key ones, which is the whole thing about the debt, and may Allah inshallah pay it off for you and get it out from your worries, because I'm sure I can sense it. That is, you guys thinking about it, and it's bothering you, so may Allah take it away completely from you.
Ameen.
And, but the one thing that really impressed me the most was the sadaqah, and both of you. It was actually funny, because Shaina was avoiding to see the list.
Yes.
She wrote her name and she was looking down.
Yes.
And then she's like, oh, remember to do this.
Yes.
Which is the right investment. That's the first investment that we have to do. Allah inshallah will multiply everything that you have.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Keep those
amen.
And keep this idea in your mind and keep those values for you, inshallah.
Ameen.
And then unite your heart, inshallah, for the thing you do.
Ameen.
Welcome back to the third segment of this lovely Better Half, and we were talking before, and I don't know if these guys are hustlers or not, but they were just trying to be like poor and miskeen, yani, and these guys, mashallah, they're going bang, and this girl should be down a different career altogether. I know this guy's name is Muhammad, but he's not Muhammad Salah, if you know what I mean. I'm just saying. Okay, so let the games begin. We have up to 8, and whoever gets up there first will win it. So bismillah, let's start.
This one. The winner of the 200,000?
Yeah. You already got the 200,000 already, mashallah.
Oh, well done.
Nice.
He scores against himself, he goes again for himself. Oh, look at that girl go. Mashallah. Power to the girls.
Oh, mashallah, very nice. Snuck that one in.
More dollars.
Oh. One to go!
Go, go,
I can't believe it, but the blue team won. Unreal. You guys should have seen him before this. It was sad. I swear to God. I feel sorry for them. I was making dua. I thought they have to remortgage their house. I don't know what it was, but I can't believe it. It's innama al-amal bi-khawatimiha. Indeed, we're judged according to the end. And both winners, this was the best of series. The best team I've seen. Best group. They give each other a hand. MashaAllah. Congratulations. And the championship of the world, the World Cup, close to the Mohamed Salah, everybody, Mohamed Salah. Congratulations, Mike. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it. Good luck. Thank you. We'll see you on the other side.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salatu wassalam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima. We're here for the part 4, and we just had part 3, where it was a very tight game. So we're going to see now when it comes into cooking. So this time we give you again all the ingredients. You have the quantity that you need to be using, but you're not given the sequence or how you're going to make it. I think you've been given some hints to not make a disaster, because I do want to taste something good at the end at least. And just like the other groups, you're going to have 7 minutes.
I injured my hand in the football game. She's going to do it on her own.
Oh, very good. Okay, bismillah. All right.
Call 911.
Okay, it's soft, it's nice. Okay. Not too sweet. A lot of coffee.
Too much coffee?
Yeah.
But it is supposed to be with coffee, so I'm gonna go with that. Let me go with the second one now and see. This is very soft. Too soft. Feels there's a lot of liquid in it. Close to a swimming pool. So I have to go with this one. Jazakumullah khair. You take it with you, inshallah. And thank you for joining us, and thank you for being part of this program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed watching those episodes. Alhamdulillah, this you probably have noticed the diversity that we have of our community and our couples, that are those that have just been married for 10 months and those that have been for 10 years and others maybe actually more than 10 years, more than 20 years. And you have seen the way that they think and they see what's common between them. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they unite their hearts, inshallah, and then continue to have them as pillars in our community and involved. So Ramadan Mubarak to all of you, and I will see you in the next episode.